Lord our God, what we have sung is the deepest longing of our soul. O God, be present. Let us believe what you have said, O Lord, and what is written of you, and what is written of us. In the same Bible are the promises to you, the Redeemer, and to us, the redeemed. It is you who baptize with spirit and fire. It is we who are baptized with spirit and fire. Hallelujah. Praise and thanks, glory and worship to your name. Hallelujah. O Lord, thanks be to you. You have said, from now on, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending. Hallelujah. The heavens are open. To us, the Sun of Righteousness has risen with salvation and healing under its wings. Thank you. The salvation of God is revealed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, even if clouds pass over us, even if thunderstorms sound over us, yet it remains that Jesus Christ, our Lord, has paved the way, and that we have free access to the throne of God and receive grace in the time of need. And we need this help today, now. I thank you and praise your wonderful name. Lord, we believe you, we trust you, we worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
O God.
O God.
Herr,
Lord.
Dein Geist,
your Spirit.
Walte,
rule
in
our midst.
Jede andere Geist,
every other spirit.
Verlasse,
leave this room by the authority of the Word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, your people are gathered before your face to have a new encounter with you. O God, tune all our hearts. Bring them into harmony with you and your word, and into harmony to and with and among one another, that a divine, heavenly atmosphere of faith and the power of God may be manifested in our midst, in the name of the Lord, who has called us together from near and far to speak to us in these days as the people of His covenant, and to reveal to us the words of the covenant. Lord, I thank you and praise your name. Your presence fills this room. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Wir sind Gott so dankbar.
We are so grateful to God. As for me, I could end the service now and say it was good to be here. For me, it was already precious. Oh, those who know the presence of the Lord have already been spiritually refreshed. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Not just seeing, not just watching, but tasting. Taste. The Lord doesn't need spectators. He wants people who have a healthy, good spiritual appetite, who see the richly laid table and take a seat and feast on the rich goods of His house. God has more for us than we are able to bear and receive. For me, that was a wonderful time. Have you all felt the connection to God? Beloved, let me tell you, if it's like it was in the last half hour or the last 30, 35, 40 minutes, make sure you tune in We absolutely have to get into this divine unanimity in order to share in all the blessings. And when we all enter into the stream of God, there are no more spectators, no one who stumbles. The water carries us. Suddenly we can swim. And those who swim in this river can no longer stumble. They lose the ground beneath their feet and are carried, wonderfully carried, into the presence of God. I have felt it. At times, I felt the connection to God so marvelously. praise and thanks be to our God. Oh, that the Lord could send times of refreshing, days of blessing. When will they come? It can be today. If we open our hearts, heaven is open. Our hearts only need to be open. The blessings are prepared. We just have to be ready to receive them. The glory of God in the church should be even greater in the end than it was in the beginning. And that would correspond exactly with the word of restitution. Job was not a great prophet who would have given many prophecies, but he was the only example of restitution as a prophetic example from the Old Testament. And the man of God, James, in the New Testament, who speaks of the coming of the Lord, of the early and latter rain, it was he who said, take the prophets as an example and look at the patience of Job and the outcome God has prepared for him. And whoever looks at his end correctly will realize that God has given him back twice as much as he had before. Isn't that marvelous? Sometimes it does us good to bring these biblical examples back to mind. Our God always means what he says, and he says what he means. We as humans sometimes have our difficulties with this, but God is and remains true in his words, in his works, in all his actions. He is and remains righteous. We can rely on that. Well, my time will certainly be this evening. We have said that this afternoon some brothers should give us a brief word of greeting. But let us also keep our connection to God during this time, so that we don't allow ourselves to be thrown off balance by anything. And remember one thing: when God sets out to bless in a special way, the devil will raise all hell to mess everything up so that we lose the blessing. Pay attention, recognize this, and understand that it is not the brother or sister, but the enemy who wants to cause mischief and discord. And just say, Lord, I will not allow myself to be robbed of the blessing. I have seen through the tricks and schemes of the enemy. We have all fallen into it often enough, but it should no longer be like that. Only with Jesus do I want to walk as a pilgrim. Only with him do I go in and out, as the song goes. And he who walks with him, him he holds by his right hand. We don't hold him, he holds us. If we had to hold him, we should sometimes run out of strength. He holds us by His right hand, and His right hand is and remains exalted, and His right hand upholds the victory. Praise be to His glorious name. How many of you have never said the word Hallelujah or praise the Lord? Listen carefully. It has to come, but it has to come from the heart. Not because someone says it, but when you feel that there is divine joy in your heart, then say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. And you will see that there is more to come. And when you say it again, more will come. Suddenly, a spring bursts open. Something bursts forth and gushes forth. The Lord has said, on that great day of the feast in Jerusalem, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And the water that I will give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. And then there's the little verse right after that. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. So he does everything. He has brought redemption, deliverance, forgiveness, salvation, grace. He accepts us. He receives us. He washes us. He cleanses us. Everything comes from the Lord. That is why it is written, salvation comes from the Lord. And do you know why? Because the Lord is our Savior. If a church institution were our Savior, it would come from there. Salvation is connected with a Savior, healing with a healer, creation with a creator, redemption with a redeemer. The thing cannot be separated from the person. And because God has made himself known on earth in Christ as our Savior, we must meet him in Christ as our Savior. And that is why it is written, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Only in the name of Jesus. The announcement said, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. For unto you is born this day a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And then we come to Good Friday. Our Savior died on the cross of Calvary. The Savior was not only born, he did not only live, he suffered, he died, he was buried and rose from the dead on the third day. Jesus lives, and I live with him. Death, where are your terrors? You know what? We still have too much unbelief. Maybe little faith. I don't want to hurt anyone, because the word believer means that we believe. Let us live up to the word believer. by being people who believe. When we say that someone is godless, we mean that they have no connection to God, that they are detached from God, godless. But if we have been reconciled with God, then we are connected to Him. Either we are one thing or we are another. Either we are saved or we are lost. There is only one step in between, namely from darkness to light, by calling on the name of the Lord. Where are we spiritually today? We have consecrated these gatherings to God for a very special purpose, namely for the salvation and blessing of us all. It's not just that we sing. That's part of it. It's not just that we listen to a sermon. That's part of it. Not only that we pray. That is part of it. But that we believe. And if we believe, we will see the glory of God. As our Lord said, oh, that you could believe, you would see the glory of God. So, again, I want to be polite. If we don't see the glory of God, it simply means, if you check it carefully, that we have not believed. Dear heart, faith is not an effort of your own. You are given the gift of faith by God. Faith is given to you with and through the sermon as you listen to the word. It is a gift from God that is given to you as you listen to the word. That is why it is written, faith comes by hearing, not by discussion, not by dogmatism, not by knowing better, but by hearing. And the sermon heard from the Word of God. How marvelous. How wonderful. May God give us this all the time by grace. I feel good in the Lord. And I want, and I believe we all want, this lovely atmosphere to remain with us. Let us all be vigilant and make sure that it is not interrupted or disturbed. I don't know how to go on. I would prefer to let God continue. These moments are so precious to me. I know that the Lord is present. I know that He saves everyone who calls on Him. That He forgives everyone who comes to Him. That He pardons everyone. He Himself has said, whoever comes to Me, I will never cast out. So, anyone can come, no matter who they are or how they feel. We can all come to the Lord. No one who puts his trust in him will be put to shame. He will turn it around so that every trial and every temptation will come to an end so that we can endure it. Just think of our beloved brother Branham, who was in such terrible despair that he loaded his pistol and held it to his temple and pulled the trigger, and the shot didn't go off. And he threw it up in the air without pulling the trigger, and the shot went off by itself. How faithful is our God! His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Christ, our Lord, had to endure everything for the sake of everyone. In all misunderstandings, in every illness, in every suffering, in every malicious gossip, he was told, "You have the Beelzebub." What didn't he have to put up with? And then we read these eloquent words in the letter to the Hebrews. He had to become like his brothers in all things in order to be a faithful high priest before God. So, he has compassion on you, on me, and on all of us. When the Lord was in the spirit body in the Old Testament, he was able to look down, but he was not able to have such intimate compassion. He came in our fleshly form, became man for the sake of mankind, and suffered pain. He could not suffer pain in the spiritual body. That is impossible. He had to become man in order to sympathize with and take upon himself all that had befallen us as human beings. He accomplished a complete, a total redemption for us. Praise be to his glorious name. All the redeemed rejoice in this. Now, I will nevertheless fulfill what I said, that some brothers could say something now. Who else would like to come? I really don't quite have it under control now. Otherwise, we will take a little more time for prayer. We have heard so many sermons over the years, have been led from knowledge to knowledge, from clarity to clarity. God has been very patient with all of us, with one person in this way and another in that. But he will not let up until he has completed his work. May our Lord, as the head of the church, succeed in intimately uniting the members of his body, in joining them together, in baptizing them into one body through one Spirit, that our claim corresponds to the biblical reality, that it is not just a claim that we make, but that it is divinely legitimized through practice among the people of God, that really, as in the early church, all would be of one heart and one soul, praying to God with one accord that the place might shake, and before the place can shake, our hearts must be moved. Beloved, we are reminded of the seriousness of the time, the shortness of the time that is left. And we heard it this morning. We are all arriving late. We are like latecomers. May God help us to get back into step spiritually, to move forward in faith and in obedience. Let us believe with all our hearts that Jesus Christ is the same, and that he will do the same now at the end of days, as he did at the beginning. Oh, that we could be filled with such a desire for God, such a deep longing, that we cry out to God from our souls, as David expresses it, probably in Psalm 42, as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. When shall I come and appear before God? David expressed, I want to see you as I saw you in your sanctuary. Oh, we want to see God as he is described to us in the Bible, as the gracious and merciful one, as the one to whom all power has been given in heaven and on earth. Oh, that we could believe, we would behold the glory of God, drawing near together in intimate divine love, knowing that one has need of the other, and that we complement one another. Many members form one body, and Christ, as the head, is in charge and in control of the whole body. Oh, that it were not just thoughts, not just reading the scriptures and contemplating the word, that these things could become a divine, visible reality by grace, as believers, we need the quickening power, the power of God, the power of the Spirit. A songwriter sings, I will fill you, that you may overflow. God can make Easter and Pentecost fall on the same day. He has Easter, he has Pentecost, he has the resurrection, he has the outpouring of the Spirit. He is in control of everything. Can he not do it all in one day, by grace, among his people? Oh, that we could reach out for it. Before we can do that, we must recognize the need for this experience with God. It is absolutely necessary. If the Spirit and power of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in our mortal bodies, then they are made alive. If He does not dwell in them, they will not be made alive. Dear heart, we will then not be able to experience the transformation and the rapture, even if we have heard about it, even if we have read about it. The power of God must be in us before the transformation takes place. This is what we heard in the sermon from Romans 8, verse 11, and it is true. May God, our Lord, see to it that complete redemption is manifested in the soul, in the deepest inner being, in the spiritual realm, and in the body, so that we may be completely redeemed at the Lord's disposal and serve Him from the heart to the honor and praise of His wonderful and glorious name. Amen. Let us stand up and pray once more. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Beloved, let me assure you, we have done the right thing in the presence of God. Together, whether we came forward or not, we responded in spirit to the Lord's call. There is no one who will go out of this meeting the way he or she came in. Dear heart, either you have opened yourself and come closer to God, but if you have closed yourself off, you will move away from Him. Beloved, in hours like these, when the presence of God comes down so powerfully, we are to reach out and make use of God's offer of grace. It does not come every day. We may have planned this meeting, but we didn't plan the course of it. God planned that. I am convinced of that. God has planned the course of this meeting. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Lord for this. His ways are marvelous. How wonderful is His nearness. I want to know from you, If you have felt His presence today,
hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Praise God. I am convinced that everyone has received the power of God that was meant for them. And I have prayed to the Lord that He would seal with the Holy Spirit those who have received His word. And I believe that God answers prayer. The prophet Isaiah prophesied, "Seal your words in the hearts of your disciples." And that is what God does. If His word falls into our hearts, He seals His word in us, and us together with the word, through the Spirit, who has revealed it and imparted it to us. This does not require much movement on the part of a person, but rather respect for God and His word, coming into His presence and accepting it in faith. For thus it is written, after you received the word of truth, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit. Shall I read it to you? So it is written. So Paul writes to the Ephesians, and so it still is today. The word must first fall into our hearts. Many have had the anointing without the word. The anointing was real, it was good. But what good is the anointing without the word as a seed in us? The seed must first be there before it can be made alive and come forth and bear fruit. So the biblical order, everything comes back again. Praise be to the name of the Lord. How good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. It is already a foretaste of the glory of God, isn't it? Hallelujah! Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Anything can happen today. Anything can happen today. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise and thanks. Brother, you can rejoice too. Yes. Praise and thanks. In the presence of the Lord, our prayers are answered. Asking turns into giving thanks, because faith gives thanks according to and for what it has asked. And so may the Lord help us in this too. Amen.